His psychic awareness had increased dramatically after his suicide attempt in California. If these abductions are being concealed in our subconscious in the form of dreams, it shows how efficient the aliens may be in masking real experiences. It demonstrates how well they understand our psyche, so much better than we ourselves understand it. But apparently they don't fully understand that we can get at the information through hypnosis. Some of the books I'd read said they were surprised that we did have the ability to find the information if we knew something was there, and knew what to look for. They didn't realize we could uncover it that way, and this bothered them. I have heard that in some cases where people had sightings or encounters, the aliens tried other methods to make sure that it couldn't be unearthed through hypnosis. It is only speculation as to how effective these methods may be. I turned the tape recorder on and we prepared for the session. I would concentrate on trying to get Phil back to that time and see if there was anything to the unsettling a memory of the nightmare. Even though we had not worked together or had any sessions in 2 years, the keyword worked perfectly, as though there had been no cessation. He went immediately into a deep trance and we were once again back on familiar ground, except that this time we would be exploring an event in Phil's present lifetime instead of the past. This can be very touchy. If we were to trespass onto what the subconscious might consider dangerous ground, it would simply refuse entry and Terror in the Night 213 would not allow Phil to remember. This is its job, after all, to protect the individual from what it considers harmful information. My job, as investigator, is to convince it that all is safe, and that it is permissible to release the information. None of this is easy, but then psychic investigation never is. I asked Phil to go back to the time in 1977 when he was living in Kansas. He instantly gave the address and began to describe the one-bedroom apartment in an old house. He recalled the landlady's name, and spoke of his job in an electronic business where he repaired aircraft radios. I moved him through time to the night when he was coming home from the movie and had the strange experience. He immediately began to describe driving along the highway on a chilly night in October, when suddenly a large owl came out of the darkness flying down the middle of the road straight for the car. It startled him because he thought he was going to hit it. D. Was that the only thing that happened and that night that was different? P. I think there was more, but I feel like I was told that there wasn't. A sudden revelation, I didn't see the owl. I was told to see it.
You mean there's an owl there?
No. I was told to see it, or it was suggested that I see it.
What do you mean?
Told by whom? I see lights. Just glimpses of lights. They're on the ground, off the highway.
D. Do you think they're house lights?
P. No, no. They're different colors. They look like neon colors, blue and red, rich, rich colors.
D. Like Christmas tree colors?
D. P. D. P. P. Only richer. They seem to be off to my right. In some sort of trees or. I don't see very clearly. It's glimpses. But there seems to be lights and movement. Seriously, I feel it's time to know. It's time to remember.
D. What happened?
P. I feel like something told me to turn off the road. To the right. There was a small dirt path or a lane that went into some trees. I feel like I was told to turn off.
Softly, that's not right. Turning off the road is not right.
D. What do you mean?
214. The keepers of the garden.
P. I don't know what I mean. I don't think I want to. I think I was supposed to turn off the road, but I don't want to.
D. Did you turn off the mad?
P. No. I stopped in the middle of the road. Because there was a light in the middle of the road. There's a light. Emotionally they stopped me. In the middle of the highway. And I'm angry. I feel anger. Emphatic, I didn't want to do this. And they did it anyway.
D. Who stopped you?
P. They did. They did.
D. Who are they?
P. I don't know. I don't know who they are. There's a light in the road. And I had to stop in the middle of the highway.
D. Did you think it was another motorist?
P. No, I knew it wasn't, but I didn't want to experience this.
I didn't feel ready. I thought I was. I wanted to, but I wasn't ready. D. What do you mean? Is this an experience you've had before? P. Pause, then softly, yes. D. And you thought you wanted to experience it again or what? P. I. Big sigh, I don't know. I don't understand. D. Beauty U saw the light and it made U angry? Then what happened? P. They came to the car. I don't like it because they're here. But I know they're not going to hurt me. I feel like numb. It's not me. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I've gone. D. Can you see what they look like? P. I'm not sure. They're small. I don't know if I even can look at them. I don't want to see them. And I feel their hands on me. They're cold. Clammy. I don't understand why they want me. Why me? Why me? They want me for something. But they're friendly. I feel their love. I don't understand it. They're small, and their skin is gray. And they look like bald, with large heads, and little tiny fingers. D. What about their faces? P. Pause. Just big eyes is all I see. But they're like children, tiny children, small children. They all hold. They touch. Their touch is reassuring. D. Are there many of them? P. Pause. I'm not sure. About 4 or 5, I think. D. What happened after that? P. I can't leave the car in the middle of the road. And I say that I, Terror in the Night, 215, can't. And they said it's okay. That's strange, because I don't want to leave the car in the middle of the road. But they said it would be okay. So I did. This small incident opened up speculation later. Normally in these cases people report automatically driving off the main highway into desolate areas where the unexpected events occur. In this case Phil refused to drive down the isolated path, so the car was left in the middle of the highway. What happened to the car during this encounter? Wouldn't it have created a traffic hazard, or at least the attention of police? The little creatures indicated that it would be no problem. Did they have methods to render the vehicle invisible? Or an amusing suggestion, was the car raised into the air and suspended out of view by passing cars? Or was time somehow suspended during this incident, so that it didn't matter whether the car was on the highway or off the road? This would open up all types of speculation. What would passing motorists have seen, or could they have seen anything at all? This theory will be expanded upon in my book The Custodians, which deals with my experience with other UFO abduction cases. At this point Phil reported leaving the car, and being led down the country lane by the gently caressing creatures. P. We went to the ship. They let me walk. But they were holding, touching me as I walked. They were reassuring me through their touch. They didn't seem to want to let go. Sort of guiding me. And I walked. They were okay. There was a strange familiarity about the little beings. They treated him as if they somehow knew him. This erased any fear from Phil's mind. He strangely felt as though he was among friends. Later this confused him as he tried to analyze it. D. Were they talking in words? P. No, not so much words as feelings. Emotions. I just knew. I could tell. There is a doorway with a hatch that is opened. And we walked into the hatch. D. Like stairs? P. No, like a ramp. With no steps, and the inside the ship seems to be full of light. There's a hallway. It seems to run along there. 216, the keepers of the garden, outside. The walls curve towards the ceiling. They curve with the outline of the ship. There's light everywhere. But it just comes, it's just there. They seem to be waiting for someone, or looking for someone. We stopped at the head of the ramp. And there's someone down the hall. To my right they seem to be preparing something. There's the control room. To the left of the ramp I can see the windows but I can't. I don't understand the controls. D. What do you see that you can describe? P. Knobs, seems to be knobs on sticks on the console. D. Anything else that you can make out? P. Pause, as though looking, I'm not sure. I'm not sure this is even real. D. That's all right. We can talk about it anyway. P. There seems to be a star chart. Seems they were showing me a star chart later. D. Did they take you into that room later? P. It was not so much a room as an area of the hallway. The hallway opened into that area. D. Well, A's go back. You said you were waiting for someone. Let's see what happens there first. P. A big sigh. I'm afraid because I know what's going to happen. And I don't want it to. D. What do you mean, you know what's going to happen? P. I know what they're going to do. I just know. I don't like what's gonna happen. I'm afraid of. Pause. Phil was visibly cringing and unwilling to acknowledge whatever was coming next. Since this was obviously bothering him, I gave instructions that he did not have to participate in the scene. He could watch it as a detached observer and thus not have the emotional involvement. He had that option if he chose to do it that way. D. Who are they waiting for? P. Pause. I think they were waiting for me. Sigh. I guess I decided to get it over with. I somehow felt I didn't want to let them down, or disappoint them. I kind of like them. They're good people. I like the feeling, and they said it would be all right, so I figured I guess I could go ahead. D. Do you think you had a choice? P. I don't know. I don't want to know. Terror in the Night, 217. D. Well, let's move ahead and find out what happened. Where did you go then? P. Down the hall and to the left. Second door on the left and it's white. Everything's right inside. D. Do you see anything? P. Yes. Pause. Then emotionally, it. I see it. And I don't like it. D. What is it? P. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's alive or if it's a machine. But I don't like it. D. Can you tell me what it looks like? Maybe we can figure out what it is. P. It looks like something my father used to have in his office. Phil's father had been a dentist. He had a foot pedal drill that he used in the army to drill teeth with. It had an arm that swung out that had the drill at the end. And it reminds me of that. It's similar. It has an arm that swings out somehow. Only there's more to it. With apprehension, I don't know if it's alive or if it's a machine. I think it's alive. D. Why do I think it's alive? P. I don't know, but I don't like the looks of it. I don't know what it is. I don't like looking at it. I don't want to watch. D. You don't have to if you don't want to. You can just tell me what happens. P. I don't know. I don't watch. I lie down on the table. It's white. It's cold and they ask me to lie down. Or they tell me to. They simply. I know to lie down on the table. I'm lying on my stomach and this thing is going into my back. D. Can you feel it? P. Yes. I know that's why I'm there. To take a sample. D. What kind of a sample? P. I'm not sure. Something from inside. It went into my back on the right side. D. Did you have any feelings of pain? P. No, it didn't hurt. But I knew it was there. I could feel it. I don't know what they want. Why? D. What did it feel like? P. I could feel it. But it didn't hurt. It just didn't feel good. I didn't like it. D. Did anybody tell you what they were doing? P. They said it would be all right. There's no problem. Not to worry. They need a sample to take with them to check. That's all they said. 218. The Keepers of the Garden. D. I wonder what it was a sample of? P. I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't want to do this. But I do. Because they need it. D. And they don't tell you what they need it for? P. I didn't ask. I don't want to know. D. Do you still have your clothes on? P. No. They were removed in the hallway. Before the room. D. How did you feel about that? P. It didn't bother me. Something about the clothes. They were dirty, contaminated, not to be taken indoors. Inside the ship, but not in the room. D. What happened after that? P. Lots of love. Pause. They did something with my head. I don't remember what. Some pressure device, or some sort of stimulation. I don't know. Some sort of energy. I'm believing they removed my consciousness. Somehow, removed it. They're showing me how they can remove your consciousness from your body, and like put it in a jar. So that your body can be worked on or looked at with no harm to your consciousness. No need for worry. I don't know how. This must have been the sensation that Phil described in the dream of a giant thump pressing him out of his body. It was sort of like saying, here you are. You're here. You're not there. I still feel pressure. In a jar. D. Did it feel like you were in a jar? P. Yes, I was in a jar. I don't know how. D. Could you see your body? P. Yes. On the table. The thing was sticking a long silver needle into the back, and I didn't feel it. I'm not sure how this was done. It's like the body had feeling, but the consciousness didn't. The body remembered the feeling, but not the consciousness. They separated the two. D. Did they do anything else to the body? P. They did more after the needle. They cleaned the body with some kind of light. Radiated it with purple light. Almost like ultraviolet. To remove germs. Then more tests. Eyes. Tongue. Ears. Lots of probing, poking, checking. Looking for something. I don't know what. DNA? Use. To use. To use the DNA. D. Why do they have to do so much probing to do that? Phil's voice then switched from that of an excited, frightened, terror of the night in 219 young man, and took on a mechanical quality. He apparently was resorting to channeling at this point in order to disassociate and locate the information. Thus he was able to become detached and remain unemotional. Since it was more comfortable, he remained in this type of state for a while. I was used to seeing him do this, so I recognized what was happening. He proceeded with an explanation for the examination. P. To check for defects. Check for abnormalities. They want the best specimens they can find. To use to repopulate. For the second coming. D. What do you mean P, the second coming? The second Garden of Eden. The second population. The new beginning. D. On Earth? P. No, for another place. Another Earth. A different place. They need the bodies. They need the genetic stock to populate another planet. To infuse desirable combinations or forms of DNA. To populate another planet to make way for those who would choose to migrate after the shift. So there will be a more familiar environment for them, and they would therefore have another body very similar to the ones left behind, after the change. D. Is someone telling you this, or are you just able to pick it up? P. This is knowledge, free and available to any who would ask. There need be no ownership. It is simply available to whomever will choose to accept this. D. I thought maybe you were picking it up from their minds? P. That is accurate, because they are aware of their mission. They are taking the genetic blueprints for new vehicles to repopulate another planet. In order to provide a host vehicle for those who would so choose to reincarnate there in an environment free and clean of the disruptions so prevalent at this time on this planet. D. Is there anything else you can tell me about? P. Pause, some sort of examination. Scraping. D. Where did they scrape? Different places in your body, you mean? P. Yes. Inside. Different places. For different reasons. Taking samples. D. What do they do with these samples? P. They grow cultures. They need these samples of life forms that 220, the keepers of the garden. D. P. 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 D. Live in our bodies because they don't want these forms on the other planet. They study them and decide which would remain and which would not. Are you talking about bacteria or microscopic forms of life that are present in the body? Yes. Some good, some not. I wouldn't have thought of that. Then when they reproduce the body, they want to make sure it is as perfect as it can be? Yes. Tests. Probes. Checks. Measurements. Are you able to find out who is telling them to do this? Do they have any kind of orders? Group mind. Telepathic consciousness. All is one, one is all. But you said you had the feeling of being in a jar, or a container of some kind. That is accurate. It was a removal of the consciousness so that the awareness would be contained quite separately from the physical body, to lessen the trauma. Then when they were doing all this poking and probing, you wouldn't be aware of it. That is accurate. Not so much not aware, but somewhat removed. Is it an actual container? I am unaware that you can contain the consciousness in something. I thought it was similar to a spirit, and it couldn't be confined. Can you elaborate? Quite accurate. The consciousness is simply a form of energy, and therefore it can be contained within an energy field. That is to say, a container which is constructed of the proper dimensions or elements of energy. There is a sustaining function given here, which nourishes and somewhat anesthetizes the life force to the trauma of the experience. This is not a simple three-dimensional glass container. However it is, in an analogy, a container. Well, now that you are removed so to speak, and it's not bothering you so much, can you see these little people more closely? That is accurate. Can you describe them to me? He was now detached and totally unemotional, and able to report in an objective manner. P. They have wide almond-shaped A's, slanted somewhat upward. Terror the night in 221, and grey skin, somewhat leathery or coarse appearing, although their hands are very soft, their touch is very soft and reassuring, not as clammy as they felt at first. The perception of clamminess was telegraphed from their appearance, or based more on their appearance than on true perception. D. What about the features? P. Somewhat high cheekbones. And a narrowness towards the chin, although not prominent. Somewhat triangular shape overall in features. D. Any mouth or nose? P. A slight mouth feature. Almost no lips. Simple suggestions of lips. Beautifully full of compassion and love. Their features are somewhat bland, yet their love and radiance is prominent. D. P. D. P. Do they have any ears? Not much more than holes. Are they wearing any type of clothes? Yes, definite dark blue uniforms. A jumpsuit with some kind of insignia. I'm not sure what it looks like. D. Reverse this insignia? P. Left breast. D. Is it very large on the uniform? P. No. Symmetrically accurate by our standards. D. Could you reproduce the insignia formulator? P. I'm not sure. It's not an easy feature to describe. Very abstract. It could be done. Difficult, but could be done. I gave him instructions that he would remember what it looked like, so he would be able to attempt to draw it for me when he awakened. Without this post-hypnotic suggestion, that detail would evaporate once Phil re-entered the conscious state. But later when he awakened, he found the insignia difficult to draw because it was abstract. He was not totally satisfied with his attempts, and said there was a feeling of upward motion to the design. When he studied the drawings, he was amazed at the design's resemblance to a stylized fetus. I wonder if there is any connection? D. Do they all have same kind of uniforms and insignias? We, P. Pause, as though looking, all that I have seen. Although I somehow know that there are others. The thingest different. Not the same. 222. The keeper of the garden, D. Well, now that you are removed north to look at it objectively, what do you think about that thing? P. I don't know. I have never ever, even in my imagination, approached anything like that. I don't know what to make of it. Now unemotional, it seems to be a live machine. A machine with life. That's what it is. It's alive. But it's a machine. I don't know what it is. D. Does it have a consciousness? P. Not an awareness like we do. Not a will like we do. It's not a personality. But it's alive. It takes orders. It knows what to do, and to does it, it knows where to go. It knows what it's looking for. And it knows when it finds it. D. Is it able to move about? P. Yes, on its own. I know it's alive because it does. Revulsion setting in again. I don't like it. D. Does it have any other appendage besides the one that you saw? P. I don't know. I don't want to look at it too closely. D, that's okay. You don't have to. You've already told me a lot. P, I sense it more than I see it, because I don't want to look at it. D, that's fine. You don't have to. Do you think this type of thing has ever happened to you before, or is this the first time? P, sigh, other times, other lives. First time this life. The channeling mode was receding and Phil's own subconscious was reporting. It was easy for me to tell the difference, because the other was detached and had access to more information, while the part that now spoke was more emotional and very human. D, I wondered, because he seemed to know what was coming, and he didn't want to go into the ship. P, aware of who they were and what they were, and why, before. D, well, what happened then? Did this go on for quite a while? P, no, not that long. Hard to say. No reference of time. Told to remember, later forget. Go home, forget. Don't remember. D, they told you that you would remember it at a later time? P, no, told to forget. D, told to forget all about it? Well, was your consciousness still separate? P, I don't know. I don't know where I am. I don't know. D, didn't you say early that they showed you something in the control mum? P, star maps. They showed me where the new planet is. Where, Terror in the Night, 223, we're going. We're going. D, what do you mean? Where you're going eventually, you mean? P, yes. In physical life. Three-dimensional. This body. Travel later. With many others. Moving. Going to new home. Sounded pleased, new home. D, was this map on the wall or at P, no. Generated. Three-dimensional. Holograph. I don't know where it is. Someplace. I can see it new sun. Different sun. Not new, different life forms. D, do you think you could draw some of the map form? P, no. I don't know the first thing about it. I don't know where it is. Where we're going. Why? When? Don't know. D, what does the map look like? P, the planets are little balls. Lights. Not much definition. I don't know. I've never been in space before. I don't know up from down. D, then there's no design or pattern you could draw? P, they know. They know. They point out things. This is such and such, and there's such and such. I don't know the first thing about it. I feel so ignorant, I really do. Like I should know. I was told this long ago. Many times before. And now I don't. Know. Don't know what I'm supposed to know. Why should I know that, D? Then they just pointed to these different things on something like a holograph. Is that what you said? P, three-dimensional picture. It would be flat, but you could see more into it. In fact, it would be both at the same time. Strange. They pointed out things. Landmarks to them. I don't know what they are. D, is Earth anywhere in the picture, or did they say? P, it went from Earth. Progression. Far away, though. Long distance. Not to be affected by. Trash. D, trash? P, curiously, trash of Earth. D, what do you mean by that? P, I don't like the concept. Many not to survive. Earth to undergo huge changes. I've known. I don't like that idea. D, you said they're telling you that sometime they're going to take you? P, many? Many who would be appropriate. Those not taken, left behind. Simply transpire. Expire. Transpire. Through the 224, the keepers of the garden, process of spiritual revitalization. Others transported to new world. Make new life. Create new world. The definitions of transpire and expire are interesting when compared. Expire means, to breathe one's last breath, die. To come to an end, terminate. Transpire means, to cause, vapor, moisture, etc., to pass through tissue or other permeable substances, especially through the pores of the skin. Does this mean this is the way it will happen? If so, it sounds like what happened to the victims at Hiroshima, when their bodies evaporated. There may also be another appropriate definition. D. Why are they doing these different tests? P. Tests.